Radio Prague News. Coalition leaders are to debate a demand for more ministerial posts by the junior coalition party Public Affairs. Four employees of the Semtex manufacturing company Explosia, who went missing after a powerful explosion at the plant in April, have been officially confirmed dead. And the Czech Republic has registered one case of the deadly bacterial infection E. coli, with seven more cases being tested. Coalition leaders are to meet later today to debate a demand for more ministerial posts by the junior coalition party Public Affairs. Following a corruption scandal in its ranks, the smallest party in government was forced to relinquish two ministries, and at its weekend conference, party members demanded a stronger representation in the cabinet, saying they would not continue to support the centre-right government if their role was marginalised. Prime Minister Petr Nečas said on Thursday morning he was still ready to offer the party the post of Deputy Prime Minister with an anti-corruption portfolio. Party leader Radek Jón, who rejected the offer last month and left the cabinet over a lack of support from the Prime Minister, said he was not interested in returning. Four employees of the Semtex manufacturing company Explosia, who went missing after a powerful explosion at the plant in April, have been officially confirmed dead. DNA tests on remains found amidst the debris reportedly confirmed the identity of the four missing workers. An investigation into what caused the powerful blast is still underway. The explosion damaged only part of the building, and the factory resumed operation shortly after. The Czech Republic has registered one case of the deadly bacterial infection E. coli, with seven more cases being tested, the country's chief hygiene officer reported on Thursday. The one confirmed case was that of an American tourist who had recently spent time in Germany. She is reported to be recovering well and is soon to be released from hospital. Two other suspected cases proved to be a false alarm, and the National Laboratory on Thursday received seven more samples. A female white rhino, one of the world's last surviving northern white rhinos, died in Vurkralovo Zoo last week, the CTK news agency reported Thursday. Vets say her ailing health and advanced age were responsible. The zoo now only has one female rhino left. It transported another four animals, two males and two females of the critically endangered species, to the Olpaeta Reserve in Kenya in December of 2009 as part of an international effort to save the dying breed in its natural habitat. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. The coming days are expected to be partly cloudy, with day temperatures at around 25 degrees Celsius. I'm Daniela Lazarova, and that's the end of the news.